Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. On Sunday, the Giants traveled to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. It's the Giants' final game before they hit their bye weekend. Obviously, at 3-3, the Giants are coming off a loss against the Philadelphia Eagles. They stay in the division. This is a very important game for the New York Giants. Obviously, it's a division game. Right now, the Giants are 1-1 in the division. They've played two division games on the road. This will be their third. The best route to the postseason is by winning your division. You don't want to get into these wild card races where you have to deal with tiebreakers. You win your division games and you win your division, you're in and you get a home playoff game. This game is very important for the New York Giants on a lot of different levels, obviously because of that division record I've talked about. But more importantly, coming off that loss against Philadelphia, the Giants need a good performance going into their bye weekend. Get to 4-3 and then attack that second half of the season. So how do the Giants do it? This game is pretty simple, folks. It starts at the point of attack. Against Philadelphia, the Giants were manhandled on both sides of the ball on their fronts. The offensive line struggled mightily against the Eagles, and the defensive line did not control things against Philadelphia. The Dallas Cowboys have the best rushing attack in the National Football League, but they have some injuries on their offensive front. Right tackle Doug Free is out, and left tackle Tyron Smith is dealing with an ankle injury. The Giants need their front guys to assert themselves early. Try to control that running game so Tony Romo can't get that play-action pass game going. And be disciplined when attacking Tony Romo because he is a master at spinning away from pressure and hitting you with the deep ball downfield. On the other side of the ball, the Giants must establish some type of running game. It doesn't have to be huge numbers, but it has to be effective runs and volume running to set up their own passing game. Those are the keys if the Giants want to win in Dallas. And that's my perspective. Make sure you join us each and every week for another edition of Papa's Perspective.